Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teach Your Voice podcast, Season 2, Episode 13. My name is Lisa Wise. I teach 6th grade social studies at Whitewater Middle School, and today we are going to talk about station rotations. Station rotations is one of the most popular ways to implement blended learning in the classroom. Blended learning is a student-centered approach to creating a learning experience whereby the learner interacts with other students, with the instructor, and with content through thoughtful integration of online and face-to-face environments. Station rotations allow students to visit various stations or centers during their allotted time for a specific subject. This is one of the reasons why station rotations are so useful. You can cover a vast majority of material in a short amount of time. And one thing all educators can agree on is there is never enough time. We are always feeling like we have so much information to cover, but not enough time to really cover it well. Station rotations can allow you to cover several major details of a unit and do so in a meaningful and interesting way, so that students will actually benefit from the experience. So now that you know what station rotations are and a little bit about why they are helpful, let me talk to you about some key details to take into consideration when doing station rotations. First, you do not start with station rotations until you have gotten to know your students and have established some basic ground rules for the classroom. This is necessary because you cannot have students moving around the classroom if your classroom management is an issue. I talked about the idea of station rotations and went over rules with my students, such as when they would know to change stations, way before we even implemented or started our station rotations. You could use music, turning a light switch off and on, or whatever you decide, just as long as the rules and expectations are explained beforehand so that no one is confused. This is why it is so important to have your classroom rules and procedures already established and down pat before even starting with station rotations. Station rotations require their own set of rules and procedures to make it run smoothly and be meaningful. So we have to make sure the classroom expectations are already well understood and followed. Second, station rotations require good time management. You will need to have the necessary materials and set up your classroom if you want things to run smoothly. This is probably one of the reasons why some teachers tend to opt not to do station rotations. However, in all honesty, the time you are putting up front will pay off in the end. The students tend to enjoy station rotations, and it allows teachers to truly differentiate the lesson and allow students with all learning styles to benefit. You will also get better at this the more you do it. You'll learn what works and what doesn't, and how to make sure you are truly maximizing your time. Third, you need to determine how many stations you want to have. I usually use 3 to 4 stations. One station is based on technology, and these students usually use iPads or Chromebooks, and they complete an interactive lesson such as a web quest, Quizalize, Quizlet, quizzes, and a playlist or a pathway. This is my blended learning piece because students are actually learning material on their own using interactive websites. It's a good practice to have these kids facing the back or the side so you can still monitor what they are doing and can easily see their screens from anywhere in the classroom. You can also use certain apps such as Classroom with the iPad to monitor what students are doing. The second station is usually some type of hands-on practice activity. The students make something, a foldable, a poster, a 3D model, using provided supplies. I love giving all students a chance to be successful, and so many of our students are so creatively talented. When we give the opportunity to apply what they have learned and express it through some type of project, you will be amazed at what they can come up with. The third station is usually some type of reading activity in small groups with comprehension questions. This is the station that I try to work with the most because this is my opportunity to work with individuals or small groups directly on their own levels. I can find out where everyone truly is and who needs more remediation or can comfortably move on. The great thing about stations is their ability to differentiate instruction and group students based on data. I use data to determine the level of work and even what station each student starts and ends with. In the small groups, I'm able to work with students at their own level using Lexile scores, EOG scores, benchmark, map data, and even pretests. Station rotations allow me to be more of a facilitator and pull small groups and our individuals to conference. I also use this opportunity of station rotations to implement personalized learning and student choice. Students usually can pick between activities based on academic skill level. This promotes academic growth because they are more vested in the learning process and they tend to do better. If you have not tried it yet, it is definitely something to work towards. Just be sure to plan appropriately, have your classroom management under control, and find activities that are interesting and beneficial. The websites listed above are all excellent and have many activities already made for use. I hope you have heard something that will inspire you to try it out. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.